We got Lil Bobby Hutton Day, April 11, 2009, 1 p.m., West Oakland Public Library, 1805 Adeline, Oakland, California. Food, speakers, entertainment, $50 poetry contest. For more info, you can hit up Joyce Hutton in the back. Can you raise your hand real quick? Lisa Lil Bobby Hutton, who was one of a police terrorism victim from decades ago from this same neighborhood. Okay, the Commemoration Committee for the Black Panther Party presents Black History honoring Huey P. Newton, co-founder of the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, Sunday, February 22nd, 2009, 5 to 8 p.m. at the Black Repertory Theater. Spoken word, make sure you get up the sister that gave me this, and this is what the flyer looked like, and this is the other one. Matt and Christoph have two more short announcements, and then, you know, we're going to break.
Okay. I'll try to be short. I'm just here to give an update on the cases. There was two mass arraignment days, basically. Folks who got arrested in the rebellions. We had around 70 people with court on last Friday and Monday. Out of those, they have decided to press charges, looks like. There's four felony cases that we know of, and the rest are misdemeanor cases. And those are, what they're doing is they're deciding not to file charges at this time. And what that does, basically, is puts everybody in limbo, says, you know, you better stay off the streets, because we could decide to file charges on you at any time. So they're telling people, you know, call back every week the DA to find out if you got charges. So, it's important to keep with that, follow that. Basically, over time, it's going to get smaller, the number. They're going to drop some charges, but they're going to go after some people. I want to put this out to everyone here. If you know people who are arrested, we are trying to, I'm with a group called Oakland 100 Support Committee. As we know, it's more like 130, and the numbers could be rising. We see how they're militarizing the streets. They're trying to put down curfew on youth. There's going to be an arrestee meeting for folks who were arrested, trying to hook them up with legal support and just other, you know, types of support. So let's see, that's on Monday, the 16th at 7 p.m. Email oakland100@gmail.com for the location, or talk to me. I'll give you my phone number and I will get up.
Thank you, man. Hi, my name is Christoph. I just want to tell people really quick. I want you to know that tomorrow morning there is a BART board meeting. It's a monthly BART board meeting. It's at 9 a.m. And there's going to be a group of us called No Justice, No BART. We are going to be letting the BART board know tomorrow that we are going to start planning a campaign of protest and disruption inside the BART system to make it their problem. Because for the past 3 weeks, 2 weeks, there's been no progress in the case of Oscar Grant. Nothing has happened. And the reason nothing has happened is because we have not come up with anything that's put any pressure on them. And so I'd like to talk to people afterwards if you want to plug into this. Strategize with us to do a campaign of action against BART. I know your sister up here mentioned. Mentioned that, and got a round of applause from you all. So that is going to happen, and as many of us as possible doing that will put a lot of pressure on BART, and they're cracking now. So hopefully, if you want to talk about it, I'll be around after this.
Also, I want to announce that the POCC and the Black Dot are going to be throwing a party for Oscar Grant on his birthday, February 27th here. It'll be more of a party, so you can come contribute some money to go directly to his daughter. You know, so February 27th, we're gonna go with Jack and then Marcel.
Yeah, the Longshore Union, that's the union that shut down every port on the West Coast to demand freedom from Mumia Abu-Jamal in 1986. He's organizing a rally this Saturday at noon at our hall. Angela Davis is gonna be the main speaker. JR is gonna be there. Mumia's attorney is gonna be there. And we brought Martina out to speak. So we encourage everybody to come on out and We're not just going to talk about the prison industrial complex and people on death row. We're going to talk about mobilizing the labor movement to free innocent black men that are being incarcerated and about to be executed. That's what it's about.
Well, let me end. I just want to tell everybody, thank y'all for coming. Before we leave, last but not least, I want to introduce Marcel Diallo again, who makes his spot available for us to do these type of events. Prisoners of Conscience Committee works very closely with the Black Dot, Black New World, and the whole situation that he got going out here. So before he speak, y'all give him a round of applause.
Just offer this space and offer myself as maybe a facilitator and a suggestion on what we can do a little more effectively around this movement. A lot of us have been around for a minute and we know how to do things. I don't want to say this on the recording because I know it's going out to the air and it's probably going to be in the newspapers, but I want to meet with folks like the brother that spoke, one before, the last man that spoke, to put more pressure on the situation. I got a few ideas that might work because it seems like the authorities in the city kind of got all of the professional protesting agencies pretty much pegged right now. Like, they know exactly what you're going to do and they send 10 times more pigs, to meet you wherever you're going. I think there's a different way to do this, and if you want to meet with me afterwards, we can set up a strategy meeting on how we can really apply some pressure. Outside of that, holler at me about that. Again, this space is open for, the movement in general. So any movements, if you're moving forward in an advanced progressive motion, holler at us about having it here, because that's what time it is today. We need to push forward, So you're part of the Village Bottoms, whether you know it or not. This is a situation here where we're struggling to keep a black presence in a place that is rapidly gentrifying. This is actually the front to a $500 million project that's gonna bring 4,000 new people here in the next 2 years, 200 more people in the next 2 months. But we here as the front for it, so much as we can come out and make it movement oriented and balance out yuppification and folks that wanna see this, a different thing. So, come out, support the Village Bottoms, the Black Dot, the Black New World, Cornelia Bell, the Black Bottom Gallery, and all of our associated businesses, because the businesses are here for you.
We're going to thank everybody for coming, and, make sure y'all contribute to the Black Dot, and what we got over there that we sell, coffee, juice, make sure that everybody buys something,
Such a trick again, y'all, man. We try to give you information.